Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. We would like to include your opinion. First of all, are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
Yes.
And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Aldred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like a state legislator, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
Vote in both.
You not vote in Democratic primary?
No, I will vote.
Oh, definitely both. Okay. And first, answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people. The first one is Chevo Pastrano. Do you recognize the name?
No.
Okay. Greg Cassar. Do you recognize Greg Cassar?
No.
And what about Beto O'Rourke? How would you rate Beto O'Rourke? Very
what are
favorable.
The choices again? A very
favorable. Okay. And the next one, Ruben Becerra. How will you rate Ruben Becerra? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
The next one, Roland Gutierrez.
I'm afraid I don't know him.
Oh, no problem. Debbie Gonzalez Ingoldsby?
Don't know him.
Okay. Joe Biden? How would you rate Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
And the last one, Erin Swinner. Do you recognize the name, Erin Swinner?
Yes, I do. And very favorable.
Okay. And in a Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, would you vote for Colin Aldred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
Ooh, I don't know.
But just imagine that elections were held today. And if you had to choose between Colin Aldred or Roland Gutierrez, which one do you lean toward?
Gutierrez.
And in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Erin Swinner or Chevo Pastrano, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Erin Swinner.
Okay. And we're almost done with the survey. We are 50% now. Thank you so much for your time. Here is some more information about these two candidates in the Democratic primary for Texas State House. Just two candidates, Chevo Pastrano. He is a lifelong resident of Hays County who grew up on River Road in San Marcos as the son of farm workers, moved to Kyle, graduated from Texas State, worked in the local sheriff's office, and is now a successful defense attorney. Chevo is a progressive fighter for democratic values whose priorities will be increased school funding and teacher pay, ensure LGBTQ rights get funding to end gridlock on IH-35, and increase the minimum wage. And the last one, Erin Swinner, is in her third term as a State House member, where her record as a common sense progressive, hard worker, and rules expert means she's effective both at stopping extreme Republican bills and advocating for Hays County. Erin is a mom who volunteers at her child's school, an educator, an author, and conservationist by training. Erin works to protect abortion rights, to increase funding for our school and teachers, to maintain local control over growth and development, and she founded the Energy and Climate Caucus to tackle climate change in Texas. So based on this, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today, now that you have a little more information, Erin Swinner or Chevo Pastrano?
You just made it harder. Erin Swinner.
Okay, thank you. And now please rate how important a candidate's position on each of the following issues are to you in deciding who you will support in a Democratic primary election for a state representative. Use a 1-5 scale. 5 meaning most important and 1 meaning it's not important at all, okay? And the first issue is restoring abortion rights. From 1 to 5, how important?
5.
Growth, development, and traffic congestion. How important? From 1 to 5.
Three.
The next one, fight against Texas new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process. From 1 to 5, how important?
5.
The next one, strengthen Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts. From 1 to 5?
4.
The next one, fully fund public education from the state to take the burden off local property taxes. How important?
3.
And the last 4, gun laws restricting the sale of assault weapons.
5.
The next one, vouchers, stopping Governor Abbott's plan to give taxpayer dollars to parents who send their kids to private religious schools. From 1 to 5?
3.
And last 2, climate change and protecting the environment. How important?
5.
And the last one, voting rights and protecting democracy.
5.
Thank you. And when it comes to the issue of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? One who is 100% pro-choice and fight to restore Texans' women's rights and give doctors the freedom to perform medically necessary procedures, or one whose pro-life religious belief leads them to support some of Texas' restrictions on abortion to stop the loss of unborn lives? The first one or the second one?
The first one.
And next, here are a few statements you might hear about that are critical of a candidate's record on or actions of a candidate for the Texas State House, and please answer if it will cause you to definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or will not make a difference to you, okay? And we're almost done. We're 75% now. Thank you for your time. The first one is, the candidate failed to gain endorsement of several local elected officials, reflecting criticism they are not in touch with Hayes County. After hearing that, definitely vote against that candidate, probably, or will not make a difference to you.
Will not make a difference to me.
The next one, while the candidate lives in Hayes County now, they grew up in a wealthier part of Austin and attended college elsewhere, so they don't have strong, deep roots here. Definitely vote against, probably, or will make no difference to you.
Will make no difference.
The next one, the candidate working as an attorney tried to get his brother, who was a sheriff deputy accused of sexual molestation, set free on a technically, even though the brother, while on duty, forced a Texas State student in the back of his squad car to remove her clothing as he groped her. After hearing that, definitely vote against, probably, or will not make a difference.
Vote against.
Definitely or just probably?
Probably.
After hearing that. Okay, and the last two. The candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying business taxes. Definitely vote against. Probably vote against. And the last one. As a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including one who raped his 13-year-old stepdaughter, and argue in court that the rape was the girl's fault. After hearing that, definitely vote against, probably, or will not make difference.
Probably.
Probably vote against. And lastly, some statements about the record of State Representative Erin Sweener, and we're done. Thank you so much for your patience. Now please answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. The first one is, Erin is known for her hard work and intelligence, including a 3-time Jeopardy champion. Her mastery of the legislative process has made her one of the most effective Democrats at stopping dangerous Republican bills. After hearing that, very positive reaction, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
The next one, Erin Sooner, has been on the front line fighting against Texas' Republican extreme abortion bans, including the bounty hunt bill, restrictions against out-of-state travel, and criminalizing doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant Texans. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
And last five, after listening to grieving local parents who lost children to drug overdoses, Erin passed a law to fund education about the dangers of fentanyl in public schools. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
And last four, Representative Sooner successfully fought hard stopping Governor Abbott's recent voucher scheme that will have robbed billions in funding from public schools and teachers to instead pay for private and religious schools. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. And the last three, as the only member of the Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Sooner leads on fighting climate change, protecting clean air and water, and conserving open space.
Very positive.
Okay. And last two, Erin Sooner has a record delivering for Hays County, including increased funding for Texas State University and giving local communities tools to manage growth. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Somewhat.
And the last one, Erin Sooner is a leader in the legislature to protect LGBTQ plus rights. Very somewhat neutral or negative reaction?
Very.
Very positive, okay? And after hearing this information, which candidate in the March 2020 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today, Erin Sooner or Chavo Pastrana?
Erin Sooner.
And the last few questions for classification purposes, can you please tell me is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
40 to 54.
And do you consider yourself of Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage, yes or no?
Yes.
And do you consider yourself African American or Black, yes or no?
No.
And what was the last grade you completed in school?
Master's degree.
Thank you. And how long have you lived in Hays County? 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20, 21 to 30 years, or more than 30 years?
20 years.
Okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.